Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working with the industry to provide value-added opportunities for wheat producers. One way to do that is by supporting the Wheat Improvement Team and the wheat breeding efforts of Oklahoma State University. Wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver says he's got some varieties in the pipeline that have the potential of offering superior quality characteristics.
I feel pretty good about this next lineup. There's a couple that really stand out for quality that I feel like we ought to separate those. They ought to go through a different supply chain so that the quality that's in those varieties can be captured by the miller, but also the producer who's producing that quality can be rewarded for it at a higher price.
And President of U.S. Wheat Associates Vince Peterson says there are countries out there willing to pay for high quality if we can deliver it.
Our place in the world no longer is a big bulk wheat supplier. We are targeting the more sophisticated markets, those that are asking for more and willing to pay for more as well.
To learn more about the efforts of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, go to okwheat.org.
Today's cattle futures market finished slightly lower on the day. We had feeder cattle down about 50 to 55 cents across the board. Live cattle were 20 to 50 lower, so a little bit disappointing. Relatively quiet trading day as well. Boxed beef at midday was a touch higher. Choice finished 62 cents higher at 217.64. Select down 10 at 213 even. There were some deliveries against the February live cattle overnight. There were 25 contracts delivered against. The oldest date is now June 15th of 2018. And then this morning on the Fed Cattle Exchange, there was a 161 head sold with an average weighted price of $124.11. So a little bit higher, touch higher than where we were last week here on that midweek Fed Cattle Exchange auction. The hog market today is going to finish a little bit lower, about 50 cents lower on the February hogs. But overall, the market's really lacking any real definite direction here. We've been on a pretty quiet trade here for a couple of months, at least on the cattle futures market.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
The grain futures were mixed as well. Corn finished down about a half to a penny. Soybeans up a penny, and then the wheats were disappointing here, down about three. Yesterday, that front month really surged versus the July. Well, today we kind of gave some of that back, where the front month was down about three while the July was unchanged. So quite a bit of action there. I was thought yesterday that that surge in the old crop wheat was partially due to maybe some export business. So I spent some time today looking at the world export prices. In Russia, about 6 months ago, was the cheapest in the world. Well, now they're second highest and more expensive than us here in the United States. So it's likely that some of those Eastern Europe and Egypt and some of those people we export to will turn to the United States now that Russia has priced themselves out of the market. And actually, France is the cheapest place in the United States or in the world right now. So, but again, Russia is one of our main competitors in the wheat export market, and they're now more expensive than we are. So that is really pretty good for us here in the United States. Cotton today was up 31 cents to 73.71, which is also a welcome sight. And then Friday morning, we'll finish the week with a whole slew of USDA reports, which ought to make that really exciting. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk for loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.